New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. How are you, Tyler?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
What'd you get up to yesterday?
You know, yesterday I was went over to try and get a haircut.
Yeah.
Not open yet. They must.
What?
I don't know. They must have been a bit delayed yesterday, but that's all right. I was headed. So afterwards, I was like headed back home, and at the lights, I saw a guy. I was like, "What's he eating while driving?"
What was it?
A turkey drumstick. Do you know how big a turkey drumstick is?
They're massive.
It's like a forearm.
What?
He's
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. He was driving.
I would have been like, put down your window, idiot. I got to ask you a question.
Why are you eating a turkey drumstick?
That's bizarre.
It's like the size of a forearm. And it was all saucy and stuff. I was like,
That's a hot mess.
That gives me so
much anxiety. Like, where's the juices going? Like, what if it just... that's in the car.
And what do you do when it's done? You throw that out a window?
No, because you knock someone out. Oh my God. Do you know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
I went home, closed all the blinds in the house, and watched all of Coachella.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
I streamed the whole thing from the minute I got home to the minute it was done. Well, they cancelled Frank Ocean streaming, so I couldn't watch that.
Oh, that sucks.
But it was like I was in a rave cave at midday yesterday watching Fisher. He closed out the outdoor theatre at Coachella with Chris Lake. Oh, my God, a whole heap of Dorfoot was the best.
What was that? Was that the highlight, would you say?
Yes. I wouldn't know about Frank Ocean, headliner, because YouTube decided to scrap his streaming at the 11th hour.
What? Do you know why?
No idea. No one knows why.
No gossip around it.
I watched a lot of it over the weekend.
How fun.
It was so good. Eric Prydz.
Good.
Oh, it was all filthy Dorf. It was the best.
Right up your alley.
In my house, the Waratah Manor was a rave cave.
Yeah, all
day yesterday.
The little, like...
I'm sore.
The silicon around the windows is all shattered.
Yeah, totally.
From the base.
Yeah, and there's just glow sticks everywhere.
Yeah, fun.
It was cool.
Is that like your house, Jess?
I have no idea who most of those people are.
That's all right. You're doing new stuff. Clue. And we'll talk more about that up next.
Yep.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, there's been a watch thief in East Maitland.
Yes, this has happened a couple of times in the last few months out at East Maitland at Green Hills. Port Stephens Hunter Police were called out there on Saturday morning. It's alleged someone smashed their way into the store through a display window shortly after 6 o'clock on Saturday. They took some Armani watches and then fled down Stronach Avenue on a bike. As I said, that's less than a year after a bloke stole $170,000 worth of jewellery from inside Green Hills, inside
Holy
a store. So,
hecka.
Some balls.
Are they suspecting it's connected?
Don't know.
And was it motorbike or push bike?
BMX bike.
Wow.
BMX bike. Of all bikes.
That's hectic.
I guess.
From inside a shopping centre. It's pretty ballsy.
You've got all the cameras all the way through and security could follow you.
They're always wandering around regardless of the time, aren't they?
Yes, yeah.
Well, they won't be checking the time now, will they? Because none of them have watches anymore.
So... I think, Jess, I heard you say that they've got police have released CCTV footage on this. Is that right?
Yeah, there's some CCTV footage up on New FM website. You can go have a look at it. If they look familiar, call police.
If you recognise them.
Someone's trying to sell you a watch.
They
probably stole your BMX bike too. That bike's probably stolen.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell for sure.
Couldn't tell, but just check all of the details,
Exactly. And then drama out of the Bylong Valley with mining rights.
Yeah, Eddie OB, this has been a story that's been around for years and years. Him, his son Moses and Ian McDonald, who was a New South Wales mining minister, they're all in the appeal court trying to overturn their convictions. They're all sentenced in 2021 over conspiracy to commit willful conduct. Basically, in 2009, Ian McDonald, who was the then mining minister, granted a mining exploration license, which ended up seeing the Obeid family benefit from $30 million.
That's a lot.
a lot of money. So this was huge when it all broke back in 2009 and 2021 when they were committed. They all got various levels of jail time, but now they're in the appeal court trying to get it all overturned. Moses Obeid's barrister said yesterday that really they didn't prove that they all conspired together to commit a crime, so why should they be behind bars?
Why did it take so long from when they were found out in 2009 to 2021 they were committed?
The courts in New South Wales would take forever.
Oh, my gosh. That's a long wait.
I know.
Imagine waiting nearly over 10 years to go, oh, I could go to jail any day, this whenever.
And now it's been like 2021, they were convicted, and now we're in 2023 trying to appeal it.
It's a long time.
What a headache.
Yeah, I think the courts need to speed things up.
Yeah.
I don't know how all that works.
It's too many people doing crimes.
Well, stop being naughty. Too many people on BMX bikes stealing watches.
Exactly. Et cetera.
Stop that.
And Tyler, over at the old post office in town, in Newcastle.
Remind me where that is.
It's just right in the centre of it all.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, they're doing some, like, renos on it.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, yes.
So they're doing, like, they've got up these, like, plywood walls around where the renovations are happening.
Yeah.
And on there, of course, they do that thing where they spray paint on it, like, post no bills.
Yeah, right.
To keep the people from putting up banned posters
and
whatever.
Yeah, got ya.
Because somebody has to keep putting those, like, fences up and stuff and ripping all the posters.
That's a waste of time.
Like, it's a waste of time, right? Anyway, somebody has done what I'm calling a Newcastle art installation.
Oh.
On the post no bills, like, surrounding it, where it says it on there, spray painted on, stenciled on. They've printed out photos of different bills. You've got Bill Nye, Bill Clinton,
no!
Bill
Bailey.
Even a small photo of the Bill of Rights.
Oh, my God.
Bill Gates of Microsoft fame. Bill Oddie, who's, of course, the British nature guy.
Oh, yes.
And then just randomly, a platypus. And I was like, what's that?
They've got a bill.
Duckbill platypus.
Genius. Yeah, now, this is like a Newcastle version of Banksy.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
I like this kind of thing.
He's a smart graffiti artist.
Yeah,
because he's naughty, but he's switched on.
Exactly. And these can be taken down. Like, they're not massive photos.
Yeah.
They're just the size of, like, a postcard.
But it's given people a laugh.
So many people. Whoever's such had, a small expense.
Totally. And whoever's had to rip these posters down isn't all that mad.
They've probably left them up.
Yeah. Because it's funny.
Exactly. At least there's a bit of intelligence to it.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. Up next, a little review on yesterday, because you're so fanatical about Apple Maps.
I'm not fanatical. I just know what I want and I know what I like, and the best app is Apple Maps.
This couldn't be further from the truth.
No, you're
anyway,
wrong.
We're
what do you know?
Plenty, trust
you
me.
You sure?
Yes.
We'll see.
Google Maps is better. That's the debate we had yesterday, and we'll replay that little bit up next as you wake up with the Novos.
Now, Crevo, we need Newcastle to help settle this debate once and for all. Apple Maps or Google Maps, which is better? I love Google Maps. You know why? Because if you have the sound on with the directions where the lady tells you, she'll say, not at this light, but at the next light, turn left. So it's called landmark guidance. It's wonderful. Apple Maps is just way more intuitive.
You just said, I love Google Maps.
Oh, I meant to say Apple Maps. My bad. Yeah. I meant to say Apple.
You know
Plus,
what?
You know do you know what Apple Maps also does?
Deep down, you know the truth.
No,
that's
Google
why.
Maps suck. I meant to say Apple Maps. I just dropped the ball for a hot minute.
Classic Apple users.
Tell you what else Apple Maps does. If you lose your car in like a big shopping centre car park or like an airport car park or something, it will direct you to exactly where you last left your car. Google Maps doesn't do that.
I think that's for people that just, you know, Apple Maps, that just shows are for people
that are
losing their mind.
Apple Maps
a little
is
bit.
Way better.
Forgetful, like strange, don't know where their car is all the time.
Anyway, let's put it to the people, shall we? Let's go to Kim in Curry up first. Hey, Kim.
Kim, you there? Kim is not there.
Kim is not there. So let's go to Megan in Bell Vegas North. Hey, Megan.
G'day.
Now, tell us, are you an Apple Maps gal or a Google Maps gal?
Apple all the way.
Thank you very much. And why so, Megan?
Oh, I have an Apple phone and I just like it. It gives you a choice of which one you want to go to. It gives you like three different routes you can take.
Yeah, and it gives you like the toll-free options as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That all, you have all of that on Google Maps.
And Megan, do you have an Apple Watch?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It like, indicates on your watch.
Yeah, and it vibrates on your watch. If you've got to turn left here, turn left now.
Yeah, how many...
Nah, enough of that. That seems distracting and wrong.
Did you just hang up on Megan?
Yeah, I'd heard enough. Just all wrong.
You are dead to me and Megan. Let's go next to Gordon in Bellbird. Hey, Gordon.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Now tell us, are you an Apple Maps kind of guy or a Google Maps kind of guy?
UBD or Gregory's?
I beg your pardon?
It's saying the old street directories.
Yep.
So you don't use any computerised maps at all?
No.
So you still... Hang on. You still use a physical map, like a paper map?
Yep.
Are you sitting there with it on your lap and stuff while you're driving around?
And, like, flipping it upside down when you can't read it? Like, how do you use this whilst you're on the road, Gordon?
You just have it sitting on the seat beside you and you drive with it.
Oh, my God.
Well, that seems distracting.
This is making my millennial brain glitch so much because I wouldn't even know how to read a physical map and follow that whilst driving.
Whilst driving seems difficult. I mean, even my dad, who's high 70s now, he's like, yeah, loves it. Google Maps all the way. Oh another one for me. I forgot about that. Correct.
Oh, my.
There's one for me.
God.
I'm sure.
No, that is not.
Let's go. We've got one more here.
Gordon did not vote for Google Maps. All right, let's go to Kim in Curry. We've got her back. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Now, tell us, are you Apple Maps or Google Maps?
Well, I got Google Maps, but I've also got a Waze.
Waze isn't bad.
Waze map.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, but if you had to choose, you'd choose Google, wouldn't you?
I'd choose Google.
Oh, yeah, correct. Get out of here.
Well
done. Good stuff. I've had it.
That's more to me, I think. I think I'm the winner.
No!
Congratulations to Google for producing
You are
such
full of it. That is
product.
Not how it went down. We are one
it was
apiece.
Me, my
Gordon,
dad, there was Kim.
Gordon still uses a bloody
Gordon.
Book, mate.
Bloody everyone loves it.
I will not have it. We are talking fake tan disasters, Crevo. We are asking Newcastle for their fake tan disasters because I am a hot mess when it comes to applying fake tan. It's just everywhere. And sometimes, it, quite frankly, looks like I've soiled my knickers.
Well, you soiled your
but
hands.
But all in the wrong places.
The other day as well. And, you know, out for a coffee order, and they're like, what have you done?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, just a bit of soil on the hands.
It's fake tan, I promise.
Yeah, and then everyone goes, sure.
Yeah. Carly on our Instagram at @thenovos_ has said, my fake tan disaster was the night before my wedding. My husband-to-be wrote me a beautiful letter, started crying, and that just made the fake tan run all down the face the night before your wedding.
Oh, so you got streak marks. That's
yeah,
not ideal.
Yeah, down the face.
Ugh, jeez.
Someone else says, Annabelle has also said that here's a hot tip, washing machine powder gets it off.
Oh, that's
so
a good
I need
tip.
To start rubbing that on the hands if I get a bit of fake tan in the wrong spot.
Also then, there'll be a totally different colour.
Yes, correct.
Which is
which
always
is also just a hot mess as well, isn't
not
it?
Not ideal. 4967 4105 is the number to call. And we've got Katie up first. How are you?
Good morning. Happy halfway through school holidays.
Are you surviving all right?
I'm getting through. I'm getting through. Thank God there's been okay weather, so
yes.
We don't have to be cooped up inside. My gosh.
Very true. Now, Katie, tell us your fake tan disaster. Was it you? Was it someone that you know?
Oh, it's a little bit of me, a little bit of my now husband.
Yeah.
I used to do tan Thursdays as well, put the tan on, go to bed, but I sleep on my husband, so I'd leave a cheeky little cheek mark on his chest. He'd have my arm across his stomach and then my leg over him as well. So,
hang on.
Yeah, I was just sharing that with him.
Can we just backtrack a little bit here, Katie? Did you say that you sleep on your husband?
Yeah.
Well, look, I liked him at the time. Maybe not so much these days. But, yeah, like sort of just hugging
oh,
him.
Oh, right. So she loves to throw a leg over in the middle of the night kind of situation. Oh.
Now you're just saying stuff.
But yeah, no, I'm also openly admitting that I am a drooler. So, you know, a little bit of drool would come out on my face. And I'd have this little white touch there, so I'd have to be very careful with blending.
And so your poor husband, Katie, he would wake up and go to work the next day with just patches of fake tan all over him in random spots?
Look, he's not going to work without a shirt, so I think he'll be okay.
Yeah,
he'll
be tiger stripes.
Still a disaster, though, in my eyes, I reckon. Definitely. Now, just probably a good thing that Marcus, my partner, doesn't like me sleeping anywhere near him within an arm's reach, so he probably doesn't get fake tan on him as well, you know?
That is lucky.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, Crevo, it is time to play Three of a Kind. If you want to go along to do some whale watching...
Yeah, of course you do.
All thanks to Nova Cruises. Call now on 4967 4105. We're playing Three of a Kind. Shall I explain how the game works, Crevo?
First of all, let's do that.
We give you three things. You identify the theme. First of two, best of three. Your name's your buzzer. You win.
Yeah, that's right. And now you get to go off on the Nova Cruises whale watching cruise... And it's just like you're out on the ocean, you get to see these majestic creatures as they, you know, head along the coastline. It's just amazing.
It's a good winter activity to do, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yep,
exactly.
Lovely.
We've got double passes to give away for free.
4967 4105. If you want them, call now. We'll play Three of a Kind next.
New FM. Up next on the show, Tyler, what we're calling Hummus Man. That's right.
I'll
give you a bit more info on that up soon. Now, though...
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, right now we want to send some Novocastrians to go whale watching. It's one of the best winter activities, in my opinion, ever.
Awesome, right? Like, because you're out there communing with nature.
Yeah.
And
they're so majestic, aren't they?
It's humbling to see.
Yep.
It's humbling. Let's meet our contestants for this morning playing Three of a Kind.
We've got our runner-up from yesterday, Sarah in Head and Greeter. How are you?
I'm good, yourself?
Very well, thank you. And we've also got Phil in Katara. Hey, Phil.
Good morning.
How are you going today?
Good, I'm on my way to work.
Oh,
yes,
bloody
life.
Tuesday. It's quite a life, isn't it?
What do you do for work, Phil?
Cleaning.
Okay, good stuff. You got your own little business or...?
Working for one,
yeah. Yeah, nice one. Good stuff.
I need Phil at my house all day, every day. I'll pay you well, don't worry. I'll pay you. All right, shall we test everyone's buzzers?
Not in your Nelly.
Yeah, not you. Let's test everyone's buzzers. Let's go with Sarah first.
Sarah?
Nice. Go Phil? On.
Phil.
Nice. Excellent. You guys get it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into the first one and away we go, Tyler.
Photograph, rock star, how you remind
Phil.
Me. Oh, Phil, what is it?
Oh, sure is. Well done, man on the board.
In quick with that one. Mm-hmm. Next one. Siamese, British short hair, ragdoll.
Sarah.
Phil.
Sarah, what is it?
Kitten? What? Cats?
Cats.
Breeds of cats is correct.
We've got a tiebreaker on our hands here, guys.
We do indeed.
Bit of scoreboard pressure. You feeling it, Phil?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, thought so.
Don't feel it.
Don't
feel
stress,
nothing.
Don't stress.
All right, here it is. Doc Martens, Adidas, Crocs.
Yeah, Phil.
Oh, that was Sarah.
Types of shoes.
There you got it.
There it is. Well done. You're off whale watching, Sarah. Thanks to Nova Cruises. Now, Phil, as our runner-up for today, can we get you back tomorrow?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Great.
Excellent. We'll
Lock
see you
it
there.
In.
And we moved just south of Newcastle for this story to Melbourne, where this guy is basically been named the Hummus Knight. Now,
okay.
Do you have any questions surrounding this?
I have a few. Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Why?
So what he did was over a 12-month period, eat in his entire body weight in one particular brand of hummus.
What brand?
The Yumi's.
Yeah, that's the good
it's
one.
It's pretty good,
Yumi's
isn't it?
Yumi's is the... It's solid.
With the toppers and stuff.
It's always consistent.
Yeah, very, very tasty, good texture.
I'm very concerned about this man's insides after consuming his body weight in chickpeas, famously make you rip a lot of farts.
Well, that's true. I don't know if he's got any housemates anymore. They probably all left.
Don't blame him.
So he ate 37 of the 1 kilo tubs in a very short period of time and then used those tubs, like cut out the sides of them and turned them into a suit of armour, which he then walked through the Hummus warehouse And the whole thing was captured by local news. So, of course, we've got a bit of that. Here's how it all went down.
How much did you eat?
37 tops.
His love of the chickpea spread saw him vow to eat his body mass in hummus in a year. He kept the tubs and made a suit of armour out of them. His true identity a secret, he is the hero of hummus.
I shall be spreading the good word of hummus. The most refreshing and nourishing of all condiments across the land.
Oh, my God. Let's just backtrack for a minute. You said he ate his body weight in hummus, and then he's gone on to say that he ate 37 one-kilo tubs. Is hummus, like, making hummus man malnourished?
Well, he's
37 kilos is not much for body weight.
He's a very slender man.
Is he? Okay, yeah, that checks out.
Extremely slender.
That is still a lot of hummus and a lot of toilet paper, old mate, must be going through.
My favourite bit was when the warehouse manager, Susan, because they did, like, a knighting ceremony.
They did not.
And they, you know how they do, like, the taps on the shoulder?
Yeah.
And then one on the head? She did it with a carrot stick.
She has to. I was going to say, it has to be a cracker, a baby cuke, or a carrot stick.
I thought maybe celery, because
no.
You know, for the legs.
Celery's boring.
Carrot stick, perfect.
Yes.
All I can say is good luck to this man in his life, if this is his topped-out achievement. I don't know how things are going to go from here.
No, I think he's peaked.
Well, yeah, things that's what
can
I mean.
But things can only get better for hummus man now, you know?
What can he move on to next?
Maybe
Baba Ganoush.
Yes, that. Or a variation of hummus. What about like a beetroot hummus?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Or I don't know about his insides. It'd be stained red for life.
Definitely.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, Crevo, $350 up for grabs with our trivia check. That is happening after 7 o'clock this morning. All you need to do is answer one question correctly.
And the money's yours.
Yep, you said it.
That simple. Of course, as you said before, just after 7.
Yep.
Next, though, dob in somebody who's awful at directions, either taking them, giving them, that sort of thing, just has no sense of direction. That's the area we're getting into in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos. And Tyler, with the shop, we have a lot of customers come through like Facebook Marketplace and Gumtree because we still advertise.
Yeah.
We advertise every single item actually in the
shop
online. Yeah.
That's a big job.
So a lot, like I'm constantly, you know, sending people in, giving them directions. Like we just have like a Google Maps link.
Yeah.
So that if you click on that, takes you right to the front door of the shop.
Handy.
Which is very handy. Some people, they still ask for the address and I'll just copy-paste that in.
Oh,
away you go.
So dumb though, isn't it?
Well, but there's some people who you give them the Google Maps link, you give them the address, and they just don't understand directions.
Oh, like, this frustrates me.
They will call me from a block away or so and go, I'm near this street and this street. How do I find you?
Oh, my God. You're an adult who knows how to work a map, surely by now. Or just not even working the map. You just follow the directions that your app is telling you.
It's pretty easy. But for whatever reason, some people just don't get directions. Like, they just don't understand how it works.
No.
Their brain isn't designed to deal with maps and information like that.
Do you know, in my situation with my partner Marcus and I am generally in the passenger seat, so I will be giving the directions.
Right.
Marcus just sometimes forgets, fully just, okay, in 100 metres, make a right turn.
Yeah.
100 metres, he just completely passes the right hand turn. I'm like, mate.
Back there.
You literally missed the one thing I told you to do. Equally, though, I'm pretty good at forgetting to give the directions.
Okay.
I just forget.
Yeah. So, my best mate, he is, like, directionally challenged.
Yeah.
So, I remember one time we, like, went out. This is where he lives in Sydney.
Yeah.
And then we were going back to his place,
yeah.
Right? Now, he's normally a driving person, not a public transport person. But
got
we
ya.
Took the train back because we'd had a few brews.
Yeah.
And we get to the station closest to his house. Like, from a map perspective, it was maybe a kilometre away.
Wow.
He could not find our way home. Because this is like just the before everyone had maps on their phones, like Google Maps.
Got ya.
Like everyone was just on the Nokias. And it took us 2 hours to walk home. He's like, I think we got around left here.
Just no sense of direction whatsoever.
We went round and round in circles, and then me and another guy just cracked it and called a cab. And then it was like a 2-minute cab ride. We're like, are you kidding? You did
this
not.
This is your, it's not like it's a pub that you can't find. It's your own house.
It's so close to your own house. 4967-4105. Do you know somebody who just doesn't get directions? Dob them in, have a little vent, maybe, if it's your partner, if they've gotten you lost, that sort of thing.
Or if it's you, and you are notoriously bad. Fill us in on it and we'll hook you up, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've got $100 fuel cards for the best callers on air today.
How ironic.
Just for well, you'll need it if you're that good at getting lost.
Correct.
For sharing your best stories on somebody that's bad at directions, 4967-4105. If you want to win $100 worth of fuel just for sharing your stories, up next at New FM. And do you know someone who is awful at directions? Their brain just isn't wired for it. That's what we're asking here this morning on 4967-4105.
Yeah, I'm not good at it. I'm not good at giving the directions. And Marcus, my partner, is not good at taking them. He just will just drive for as straight as he can. I'm like, bro, you were supposed to turn right like 10 kilometres ago.
I'll worry about that later.
Yeah, whatever.
Of course, Newcastle, we're asking for the people who you know that are worst at giving directions. We'll start with Nicole in Woodbury. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, is it yourself or are you dobbing someone in?
It's definitely myself.
Have you ever gotten in a situation where you've gotten very lost from this?
I've had to stay in Sydney and get my boyfriend to drive down and get me because I got so lost in my 20s. I could not get home and I was infuriated.
Oh, my God, Nicole. Okay, so tell us, what happened? Were you trying to use, like, a paper map? What was the situation?
Yeah, so I'm 38 now. It was in my early 20s. Mm. And I was trying to use a paper map and then also call my parents. And it was near the Eastern Distributor and I hired a motel and got my boyfriend to come down and get me.
That is so funny.
Did you at least enjoy...
He didn't find it funny.
Did you at least enjoy the motel together?
Oh, I had a great time and yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
It prompted your date night.
He was not impressed.
That is yeah, so I wouldn't funny. Have been either. Got it. Completely lost. Where are you?
Don't know.
Sydney. Sydney, that's all we got.
Oh, that's good.
Tina Marie is up next in Stockton. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, is it yourself or are you dobbing someone in?
Well, I can dob myself in for giving and trying to take them.
Okay.
And my partner as well.
Oh, both of you.
Yeah. Only when we go on holidays with him.
Yeah.
He walks me 2 hours in the wrong direction every time.
No.
Oh, that sounds like a drama.
It just sounds like you're in holiday mode and you're too relaxed to care about which direction you should be going for said holiday, right?
You'd like to go and say, can we ask? No.
Refuses to ask as well. Classic men. Who'd have them? Yeah. They're terrible, aren't they? Yeah. I totally agree.
Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Men.
Some would say. Yeah. Let's go to Karen in Maitland up next. Hey, Karen.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Very well. Now, tell us, is it you that's really bad at taking directions or someone you know?
No, it's my sister.
Okay. Oh, okay.
My sister and I spent time in the UK and Europe about 20 years ago. And this is pre-Google Maps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we actually had real maps. Like, you know, it's all folded up and you open it up.
Yeah.
So I'm the more confident driver. She borders on genius. Like, this girl is so intelligent, I cannot describe.
Yeah.
I'm dyslexic. Completely dyslexic. But she would have to hold the whole map open in the passenger seat of the car. We bought this tiny, shitty little car and she'd hold the whole map open. I couldn't see the windscreen of the car, windy country roads in the UK, and every time, this is the best bit, every time I turned a corner, she turned the map. You have no idea.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill her.
Karen,
it enrages me when I think about it.
Karen,
I'm furious now.
I was going to say, have you let go of this, Karen, or are you still holding some trauma?
Therapy. I need therapy, please.
We don't have therapy as a prize this morning, but I feel like we should.
You're definitely in the draw to win those fuel cards because, oh, my God, Karen, you need some kind of relief.
I know. It was 20 years ago.
I'm still angry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, yeah, $350 for a Tuesday.
That is nice.
You know what I've seen just online before? There's this new, like, airline going to Vietnam, $200 one way.
I saw that.
You could nearly get there and back.
Yeah, and then if you just go one way, that's heaps of, like, banh mi.
Oh, yeah, and you never, well, just don't come
don't
back.
Don't come back.
Yeah, I mean.
Just stay there for a holiday forever.
Well, for the rest of the winter. I mean, it's
for
sunny.
The rest of time.
It's sunny over there.
Yeah.
You know, you can sit on the beach.
We're basically giving away a free holiday
a
here.
Free Kramer. Life. A free rest of your life.
You're welcome.
Exactly. But it is just cash, actually. $350 for your Tuesday. Just answer one question correctly.
That's it.
Up next with Trivia Check, the Novo's Trivia Check, and the cash could be all yours. We've already given away thousands.
We have.
So you could be our next winner, our next local winner here on UFM as you wake up with the Novo's Tyler and Creever.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, $350 up for grabs right now just by answering one question correctly.
That is nice.
Oh, so good.
It just like $350 is just a good amount, an extra good amount to have in the bank account for the week, you know?
Awesome. You can use it for just bills or something fun.
Holiday.
Blow it on a big night out.
Why wouldn't you?
It's up to you. It's money.
You reckon? Yeah. Blow it on a big night out.
Why not?
You party animal, you.
Yeah, well, let's meet our contestant this morning and let them decide, shall we?
We've got Todd in Singleton. Hey, Todd.
How you going there?
Good, mate. Now, $350, what are you doing if you win this money? Are you going to blow it all one night out like Crevo suggested?
Well, it doesn't sound too bad, does it? Don't do that very often these days.
Yeah, that's all right. Treat yourself.
What about a holiday, Todd? Treat yourself to a holiday.
Oh, well, I could probably share a bit of it with the kids and grandkids as well, I suppose. Oh,
bless your sweet, sweet soul, Todd.
Yeah, sweetheart. let's get into this. One question right now separates you and the cash. There's a five-second timer. Don't let that, you know, distract you.
Ignore it.
Okay, you ready to go?
Let's go.
On which river is the Tasmanian city of Devonport?
Todd.
I'm so sorry. It's the Mersey River.
Okay.
You'll never forget it now, will you, Todd?
No. And, yeah, I've got family in Tasmania as well.
They'd be screaming at their radios.
You just want to kick yourself after that, don't you?
Oh, well, don't beat yourself up too hard, though, Todd.
Does mean, though. $375 tomorrow. Now, producer Stephen has been off for the last couple of weeks. He went back home because West is best, he reckons, for 2 weeks.
Oh,
but now
wrong.
He's back.
I'm sorry.
Working here, doing his absolute best. Now, producer Stephen, tell us all about it. How was it?
Yeah, it was really good. It was good to see, you know, like my mum and dad and my girlfriend and see, you know, all my other friends and old colleagues and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, as soon as I got home, I reverted back to 15-year-old Stephen. Like, it was like, I don't know, I was an honest terror. And mum let me get away with it. Dad was a bit more like,
oi.
Kind of pull me in line. But, you know, mum would be like, oh, Stephen, can you do the dishwasher? And I'd be like, oh, I'm a guest in this house, mum.
Yeah.
You know,
and she let you off?
Yeah, absolutely let me off the hook.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
Mum's a real softie.
Yeah, and I get this vibe from my mum as well, because she's just grateful to have you back in her own home again, that she'll do anything to make sure that your stay is as blissful as possible, you know?
I think you're right. I think she has this, like, irrational fear that if I have a bad time or she makes me do one chore that I don't want to, I'm going to, you know, crack the sads and I'm never coming back.
Yep.
I'm in a hotel next time,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
And of course I would never, you know, family's forever.
Yeah.
And it's free accommodation.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
you got to get the dollars where you can, right?
Well, mum might be listening, so, you know, I'm trying to say all the right things. But, yeah, it was pretty bad, you know? I'd leave the dishes on the couch, you know? I wouldn't even take them to the sink. It was...
Feet up on the table.
Yeah, real bad.
It's basically like room service, but at home, in the comfort of your own home.
With a butler.
Now, you've also got siblings as well. Do they still live at home?
Yeah, I got a younger brother who still lives at home.
Now,
yeah.
Was your mum and dad cracking the whip on him, making sure that he was still doing his daily chores?
Yeah, and covering for me as well. It was funny, though, because now, like, me and him used to share a bathroom. But now he's gotten so used to having it to himself.
Yep.
That he's, he was cracking the sads a little bit as well, you know. I'd be like in the shower for, oh, you're ages. On holiday, you know. So yep. I'm not paying the water bill, 15-minute shower, don't worry about it. And he'd be banging on the door trying to get to work.
Oh, that's well. Good.
And you're like, not my problem, I'm on holiday.
I'm on holiday. Exactly. I'm on no one's watch. I feel like a lot of Novacash friends are like that. As soon as they go back home, do you know what I do when I go back to my parents?
Yeah.
What little snacks have we got in the fridge?
Going through the cupboards.
Yep. Feeding myself like I'm... Yet again, a 16-year-old child with hollow legs.
Like a bear getting ready for winter hibernation.
Totally. Well, it's good to have you back, Producer Steve, and never leave us for that long ever again.
Okay.
All right, promise.
Thank you.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Do you know what I did all day yesterday, Crevo?
What?
Sit home, close all the blinds, and turned on the live stream of Coachella.
This is cool. So it's like through
all on
YouTube.
YouTube.
I was going
to
say
the whole
yeah.
thing. Yep. Except of course the headliner Frank Ocean. They've decided to scrap it last minute. I don't know why they did that, but I didn't care because Fisher, Aussie DJ, was on at like 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He went for an hour and a half.
Oh.
Full doof in my house. Lights were flashing.
Love this.
Flicking the wrist like Fisher does. Yes. It was so good. If you want to get around it, Coachella goes down
doing
again.
The what? Sorry.
Flicking the wrist.
All right.
It's above board. There's nothing naughty about it.
I wasn't saying there was. I just heard flicking.
I'm also saying that Coachella is on again this weekend. If you want to get around it, you can live stream the whole thing again.
That's a bit of fun. Yeah. At home, have some, you know, some drinks, some
from
snacks.
From the comfort of your own home, not rubbing up against any sweaty big bloke.
None of that.
Way better.
Yeah, definitely.
In my jammies.
What a fun way to spend a day.
It was fun. Now I've got sore legs.
That's all right.
From bouncing around.
You've got recovery time.
Yeah.
Have a little ISO
that was
drink
my
or
daily,
something.
Daily workout.
Yeah, how good's that?
Yeah.
Up next... What did you chuck a sickie for?
Yeah, we're talking sickies next.
Because a lot of Novacastrians would have thrown them over the journey, and we want your stories. We'll chat more about it in just a minute. New FM.
Now, Crevo, there's a school over in the States, a school principal, actually, that has had to release a letter to his whole high school, and it goes like this. Attention, students. I understand there is a rather big concert taking place in Tampa this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Under no circumstances will Friday be in excused absence because you are having fun with Taylor Swift at Raymond James Stadium. I understand I am the anti-hero here, but you're on your own, kid, if you think you're a Swift. Being a Swiftie is a good excuse for missing important instruction. You know all too well you should have said no to attending a Thursday night concert, especially one from an artist who is known for putting on a 3-hour amazing show. You may think you're out of the woods since it's in the fourth quarter, but make no mistake, if you miss an important lesson, you will not be able to shake it off. So many Taylor Swift references in this letter, but this principal has said,
no
if
mucking
you
around.
Show up, if you don't show up to school on Friday, there will be hectic consequences.
Big trouble.
How many students do you think...
Still chucked a sickie?
We're going to chuck a sickie.
A lot. Do you think the letter would have reduced... Nah, because people would have already bought their tickets.
100%.
As if that's going to reduce the amount of sickies.
No.
I
think it would probably instill a little bit of fear into the students. But
correct.
There is no way come Friday morning after being at a Taylor Swift concert for, like they said, 3 hours.
Yeah, so say starts
if my
at
alarm goes off, I'll be throwing that thing across the room and going straight back to bed.
There will be some kids that won't make it in.
It did get us thinking, though, what have you chucked a sickie for? Have you chucked a sickie in the past?
Yeah, so 1 year ago when I was working just south of Sydney in like doing software sales,
yeah.
Right? And I had this job. It was a terrible job.
You hated it.
It was awful. The boss was awful. Anyway, I'd only been there like 6 months and I'm like, I'm getting out of this joint.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got myself a job interview, but it was like on a Friday at like 1 o'clock. So I was like, do a sickie.
Yeah.
What I didn't realise was that some of my colleagues had like a sales meeting on the same street as me.
No.
In, of all of the streets in Sydney, It was right there, and I got off the train in my full suit on my sick day.
Not even sick.
And I saw them, and I just gave them the wave, and they went, job interview? And I went, yep. They just owned it. Luckily, it wasn't my manager. There was a couple of they went, good on ya. And then because they knew it was an awful place to work.
Oh, my gosh.
They were just happy to see me, on the journey, and I got the job.
Well done.
So I was so lucky.
Worth it.
Oh, God.
I want to know, though, what have Novocastrians chucked a sickie for? 4967 4105. What did you chuck a sickie for? Was it something big, like a concert that you didn't want to go to work for the next day? Maybe a job interview.
Maybe it was that you were leaving the country and you wanted to get out early.
Yeah, maybe.
That sort of thing.
4967 4105. What'd you chuck a sickie for? You can remain anonymous if you like.
If you
think specific people might be listening.
There, yeah.
We will hook you up as well, won't we, Crevo?
That's right. Best callers on air today, $100 fuel cards.
Oh, that's good.
You can take a little road trip.
You could chuck a sickie.
On Friday.
Take just a road trip.
Sorry, boss, I'm feeling a bit crook.
Chuck a sickie next Monday because Anzac Day's Tuesday.
Yeah, even smarter.
4 day weekend.
4967 4105. If you want the $100 fuel cards, just tell us about your sick days on the sly. Novocastrians up next. New FM.
Yeah, we're asking Novocastrians, what'd you chuck a sickie for after a school in America released a letter to all students saying, we know Taylor Swift is playing in town on Thursday night. If you don't show up to school Friday, you're in big trouble. I remember once when I was working in retail, I was like six, I must have been just 18.
Yeah.
And I'd been to a party around Christmas time, woke up Christmas Eve, had to go to work, and I was like, Mom, I had way too much passion pop last night. I'm not going to work. Mum dragged me out of bed, put me in the shower and drove me there. She was like, you will go and work a 10-hour day on Christmas Eve. How dare you think you could let down your teammates like that?
You know what that told me?
And she dragged me to work and I was so dusty. I was like, it's the worst day of my life. I wanted to chuck a sickie so bad. God wouldn't let me.
Your mum had that day off planned in her mind with no kids in the house.
She didn't want anyone around.
She's like, you're not ruining this for me. Not today. Not ever.
We want to know, what'd you chuck a sickie for, Novocastrians? Let's go to Gabby in Madawi up first. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
Now tell us, what'd you chuck a sickie for?
It's not me. I'm going to dob in my brother.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's sort of got it on a pretty good routine up in Queensland. He'll chuck a regular sickie and get his mates and they'll go and play golf.
So he's not even in hiding.
No, they'll just go down and play golf. You know, he's been doing it for years.
Go to the pub afterwards?
Usually he'll just go home after that. But, you know, he'll get a sneaky little golf game in.
Yeah, and a golf club schooner on the way home.
That's naughty. Not even so careless as well. I don't care who I run into.
Yeah,
sure I play some golf today.
You get all the mates in on it. They're all sick on the same day.
God, how smart. Dumb can you be?
Or dumb. I don't know. Yeah, dumb. Yeah, dumb. Amy's up next. How's curry this morning?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so.
So tell us, when did you chuck a sickie? Was it you? Was it someone else?
It's me, and I'm chucking it this Thursday, Friday.
Oh!
It's now, not a real name, is it, Amy?
No, I hope she's got a fake name here. Now, Amy, what's the purpose of this sickie?
Well, I'm actually heading off to Canberra because I have a firstborn grandbaby about to be born.
Okay, that's a very valid excuse, but what excuse are you giving your boss? Are you just a bit snotty?
I just said, look, because I work in a hospital, can't come in.
Of course.
It's happening that way.
Yeah, well. Right. Does happen. What about the Monday to make it a real long weekend?
Well, it's a public holiday for us,
You get a 5 day weekend.
I will.
You won't be the only one, I don't reckon.
Yeah, I don't think so either. How ballsy of Amy to admit she's chucking a sickie before.
It's obviously not her name.
Yeah, true.
That's obviously someone else in curry.
True.
You can do that. That's the radio. It's just your voice. Anyway, a couple of Novocastrians, I reckon, with this extra long weekend's going to be happening.
There'll be some sickies floating around this weekend
for sure.
That better get the rat test out.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So yesterday, Tyler, I went to get a haircut, but it wasn't open. The bar wasn't open, I think, too early, maybe.
Yeah.
And when I was standing at the front, waiting to cross back the road to my car, I saw a person driving and they had in their hand a full turkey drumstick.
Now, these big dogs are not like a normal chicken drumstick, are they? They're monstrous.
They're like as big as your forearm. I'm like, what is this person's plan for the day? Like, what possesses you to eat a full turkey drumstick while driving? That's heavy.
And what's he going to do when he's done with it? You can't throw it out the window. You'll knock someone out with it.
Oh, go through someone's windscreen. Like, it's a big, heavy thing. Is he throwing that on the floor, like, in the passenger seat with That's all the gross. Cans and stuff? I was just like, this is an amazing place to live.
Now, where was this?
Mayfield.
Of course. Speaking of Mayfield, we are talking about Mayfield characters up next, aren't we?
Yeah, because I met a couple on Saturday night.
Ah.
At the Mayfield Woolies car park.
Oh, that place is like off limits as soon as it turns to dark.
It was just fantastic. I love Mayfield because the characters are just so good. I'll introduce you to a couple of them up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM.
What's the goss on the way with producer Stephen? What do you got for us?
Well, you mentioned earlier that you've been enjoying Coachella.
Yes.
And as much as there's been entertainment on the stage, there's been a fair bit of it off the stage as well.
Oh, we love this.
And there's been one notable celebrity couple who have perhaps rekindled a romance. Ooh. So I'll give you all those details very shortly.
Juicy.
Spilling the tea. Now, though, we move a little closer to home to Mayfield.
Yep.
The Woolworths there, the car park. So Saturday night, I just cracked it. We had so many return and earn bottles.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just sorting this out right now.
At what time?
Probably
bedtime.
8 o'clock.
Bedtime.
Right. So 8 o'clock, I loaded them all up into the van, crates and crates and crates of them, headed down there, and I'm like loading them into the trolley. Like I grabbed a trolley, took it over to the machine, start loading. And then this guy turns up next to me to start doing his return and earn, and he's got these two like enormous see-through plastic sacks of bottles.
Yeah.
Like, they are the size of like bean bags, and he's got two of them.
Do you reckon he's one of those guys that goes through like when it's bin night?
Well, no, because they were like these big thick plastic bags.
Or it just loves the tin.
I don't know. Anyway, I saw this guy and I was like, hey, mate, how's your night going? Because I'll chat to anyone, right? And he goes, yeah, mate, bloody brilliant. And I was like, oh, cool. What's been going on? As I'm like, da-ding, 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 put my little cans in, you know? And he goes, tonight's been awesome. And I was like, well, yeah, what happened? And he goes, well, I've got two things going on. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's happened? He goes, first one, you know, I love the stone-baked bread at Coles. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you go around the back of Coles, they got a dumpster out there, they got all the stone-baked bread you want, and how it's so good. It's like a day out of date.
In the bin.
Apparently.
So he's gone bin diving.
This is the thing, right? And I was like,
so he does sound like the kind of guy that goes around at bin night to get things out of random people's bins.
Not random people's bins.
Coles.
Right? And I was like, oh, yeah. He goes, you can't beat the stone-baked bread. They got so much of it, I'll sell some to me mates.
Oh, my God.
I was like, so you got a little bread hustle going on
here. Out of the bin and out of date.
Apparently. And he goes, it's stone-baked. Oh, God, I just can't get enough of it. And then I was like, oh, yeah, so what else is going on? You said you got two things happening.
What's the other thing?
Ding, 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 as I put my little cans in. He goes, see all these bottles there? Out the bin at Coles as well. Out big sacks of them.
He does go dumpster diving. My God.
He had like, I don't know, there would have been like 500 bottles there or more, like two massive beanbag size sacks. He could hardly carry them. That's how big they were.
So that's his job on a Saturday night.
Apparently. So, and he said, you know what? Like a couple of them got little security stickers on them. Doesn't matter though. They're just like, because apparently when they throw them out, they can't have people returning and earning it.
Oh.
But he goes, it's only a couple. Look at that. It's about six or eight of them. Ding, 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 ding. And he's got this little thing. He's got his bread hustle going. He's got his tin hustle going. This man is one of Mayfield's most prominent entrepreneurs.
Making bank at this point, isn't he?
And he came down there and he, you know how he got him there?
Yeah.
These two massive sacks on the back of his pushy.
Oh, I was going to say, was it on a Coles trolley?
It wasn't on a Coles trolley.
Because he also sounds like a Coles ambassador.
Well, I think so.
Someone hire this man.
Well, I think he'd do well. He sees opportunity and he grabs it with both hands.
He'd be making absolute bank selling old stale bread stealing tins to get some money.
Low cost of running business.
Smart.
No fuel costs. No, like, inventory costs. The whole thing's free.
Mayfield entrepreneurial at its finest.
He's making bank, this guy. Oh, anyway, I salute him. New FM.
Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
UFM. All right, producer Steven, some Coachella romance.
Yeah, well, in the space of about 24 hours, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello were off and then on and now supposedly off again.
I knew it. But, I knew it would be these two.
Yeah, but they shared a pash on the Coachella, like in a little kind of public...
In the mosh.
Yeah, mosh dance floor area. So for those who are unaware, these two have history. So the couple dated for about 2.5 years, splitting in late 2021.
Yep.
And apparently the two have been in touch since the split, and in touch is right for sure. They decided to meet up at Coachella. One thing apparently led to another, but it was a one-off. And we won't expect to see it again, apparently, according to a source close to those two.
As if. It's like if they've kept in touch after a breakup and then they've decided to go to a festival together.
As if they're not hooking up.
There's something going on. If they're not hooking up. 100%.
Well, of all the places in the world, I feel like Coachella is the worst place to have an accidental kiss.
100%.
You know? Like, there's so many eyes, so many cameras.
100%. Because you know why? Coachella is an influencers Olympic. They do not put their phone down the whole time. Everything is on record all of the time.
It's so true. Because you were live streaming it.
Yes.
Yes. Did you see that in the crowd? Or?
No, but they do pan to the crowd a lot. A lot of pashing, a lot of weathered-looking people as well. It's like after 3 days of this, and then Fisher stands there and plays a live set for almost 2 hours, you're going to feel pretty buggered. But the thing that I loved most about watching the live stream of Coachella yesterday, particularly during Fisher's DJ set, was his mother was front and centre. Rooster Roz. She's like in her 60s.
And just loves it.
Just like fully headbanging, fist pumping to her boy. Just like the whole of Coachella was just eating out the palm of his hand with Chris Lake. It was so good. But yeah, like there are so many people that go there as if Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello aren't going to like... go and hook up.
Definitely.
Secretly in the TPs on the side somewhere.
I think they're back on. And like you said, there's plenty more life in Coachella as well. So I'll keep you updated if
yes,
you see any more, you know,
it.
Juice, any more tea. I'll
Please
make sure I keep across it.
Do.
Thanks for that.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And Crevo, one more sleep until we've got another Weather Whiz kid in studio here at the Sandgate Bunker.
So exciting.
If you've got someone in your family that you think could take our jobs from us, quite frankly, register them at our website, ufm.com.au. They'll come in, they'll read the weather, they'll collectively take mine, yours, and Jess from the newsroom's jobs all at once.
Yeah, that's right. It's
a
bit of
fun. Do with a holiday too.
Well, that too. I mean, I'll take the time off if it's offered.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's very simple to register. Get on there. And, of course, you can also win the Kids World Playland party as part of it as well, part of the prize, which is fantastic.
Yeah, register now on ufm.com.au.
Next, though, the school holiday chat continues as we bring you and ask you for the best things that are free/cheap around Newcastle. Because the kids, you know, first week's easy because it's all fun, fresh and new. And the second week
is not.
Yeah, of the school holidays, you want a bit of help. And we're going to help each other as a community up next here at New FM. And we're asking the question here on 4967 4105. What's cheap/free to do over the school holidays with the kids? Because first week can be a bit easier. You know, the kids, they just sleeping in, getting used to things, getting in the swing of things. Week two,
cabin fever sets in.
Yeah, they want something to do to get them out of the house. And, the kid, you know, parents want them out of the house too.
I've got a suggestion.
Yeah.
Here's one that I was going to go, well, I still plan on going to. Haven't been yet. But the Museum of Art and Culture at the Lake have currently got the 2022 exhibition of the Archibald Prize.
That's
which
awesome.
I think is so cool that it's right here in Newcastle. General admission is only $12, but kids get in under five, they get in for free. Otherwise, they're $5. Students get in for $6. And GA is $12. So the whole family can go. Groups of 10 or more are $10 each.
That's cheaper than you got to go down to Sydney when it's there. Yeah. Parking alone is like $20 near the gallery.
And the museum there is really cool. Speaking of museums as well, Crevo, the Newcastle Museum, free entry. Heaps of cool, like, hands-on science exhibitions for the kids. I mean, there are some exhibitions that you have to pay for, but so many free ones as well. Newcastle History, Fire and Earth exhibitions, all of that free.
Now, that's so awesome. 4967-4105. Best callers on air today get the $100 fuel cards as well, which will help you to drive around all these places, right?
Totally.
If you've got something free and cool and fun for the kids, or cheap, you know, this is a good opportunity to share it.
Help some other parents out.
Yeah.
If you're a parent that is racking your brain on things to do, make sure that you're listening in, because I'm sure there are other parents around Newcastle and the Hunter that have plenty of ideas to share.
Here's another one. Dull Boys Social.
Dull Boys is cool.
Yeah, so they've got the early bird special, right? From 9 till 10 in the morning, $10 games of 10-pin bowling.
That's good. That's
good
fun.
Value. And here's a good little tip as well. Oh, we got to get up early. You've got to go to bed early if you want to do it. If you want to play, do bowling tomorrow.
Trick them.
Exactly. All of that sort of stuff.
4967-4105. What's cheap or free that's good for the kids these school holidays? We'll get your calls on the NX.
$100 fuel cards up for grabs. Let's check your traffic now. New FM. And we're asking the question here, what is cheap / free to do with the kids on school holidays as we move into week two?
Yeah, that's the week where cabin fever sets in, isn't it? Heaps of cool museums around town that some have free entry.
For sure.
Free exhibitions, all the rest of it. Jasmine has hit us up on our Instagram as well saying, if people are up for a drive, I recommend going to Burning Mountain. Lots of information boards to learn about the history of the area. A few lookouts and a nice hike as well. That's genius. Wear the kids out.
Yeah, you need to get them on a good hike. You know, give them no roll-ups or anything.
And then for the
though.
Rest of the day, you'll have peace and quiet because they'll be passed out.
Exactly, gone for a sleep.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones. Alana is in Maryland. How are you? Oh, no, Alana's not there.
We have lost Alana.
Oh, that's all right. Let's go to Christy up next.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. How's Belmont today?
Belvegas,
sorry. Yeah, pretty good. So tell us, what's your hot tip for kids on school holidays? What's cheap or free?
All of April, the Hunter Valley Zoo is free for kids under 15.
That's awesome.
That's red hot.
There's a couple of things on it. The botanical gardens as well, that's pretty cheap. There's the museum in town and... what was my other thing? Oh, Black Bart, that's all free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You always forget about
There's
Black
another Bart. Thing that's probably not free, but it is fun, that we did last week. The escape rooms in town, that's pretty awesome.
And it occupies a lot of their time as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That sounds fun, but for me, that would stress me out, which would also force me to have a nap. So that would be great for kids as well.
Yeah, you put them in there and you go out for a coffee.
And they're stressed. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Lock them in there. Figure it out, kids.
It's actually a legal way to lock them in a room.
Yes.
Which is kind of genius in itself.
Genius, indeed.
We've got Cherokee. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, never better. It's a Tuesday, it's sunny, it's all happening. Now tell us, what's free or cheap that you recommend?
So one of our favourite things to do is to jump on the public transport with a picnic and go down to Newcastle Beach. So we'll leave home, we'll get on a bus, then we'll get on a train, then we'll get on a tram, and then we'll do it all again on the way back after our picnic.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that in itself is a bit of an exercise, because you go, right, now which one are we getting next?
Field trip.
What time is it?
And
get them to work it all out.
Sometimes I like to get them involved, the older ones. For the younger ones, we just turn it into a bit of a game, like, oh, is this our train? Is this our bus?
Yeah, smart.
That's awesome.
Then you put them on the one that's the wrong train and you don't have to deal with them anymore. kids, right?
There's a reason why you and I don't have children.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't think we're very responsible
adults. I don't think
adults.
You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to go on the right train with them.
And you're not supposed to lock them in escape rooms.
That too.
But also genius.
That's us done and dusted for today.
Yeah, shout out to Karen in Maitland. She scored herself $100 worth of free fuel today.
That's it. And we've got prizes like that all the time. At UFM. Only local winners. That's us done and dusted. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya!